In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are we talking about this? Well, Giannis is the biggest name that's going to be on the trade block, potentially.
Windhorse has linked the Warriors to Giannis.
There's a lot of people linking a lot of different teams to different situations, and the Warriors
Cuban link.
There you go. Absolutely, the Warriors should be involved in those talks, and that's what Mike Dunleavy is going to be doing.
Joe Lacob. He was in San Francisco yesterday.
Doing what? At a Google conference.
Yeah, and probably having dinner.
You're saying that was a front. It was actually all along, it was to hang out.
Look, I want to make this very clear.
Please.
As a man who's very busy, I can relate to another man scheduling multiple things that are convenient for you to accomplish simultaneously.
That's the only comparison you'll ever have to Giannis Antetokounmpo. You can leave it right there, first and foremost.
Well, we're both charming.
Really quick, I just want to throw a quick point of interest about Giannis being at this Google event. Apparently, Jimmy Butler was also at a Google event last year. And then where did he end up later on? So there is precedent here.
He didn't even want to come here. Jimmy Butler wanted to go to the Suns, everyone.
So what? He's here.
And where did he end up, though?
Exactly.
Connect the dots, Spadoni.
Results so over process.
Out. Answer is in front of you right now.
This really ticks me off. Like,
why do you get so triggered by it?
Because it's freaking Giannis. If I told a bunch of 12, 13, and 14-year-old boys and girls who are diehard Warrior fans, hey, you want to go watch Jimmy Butler, Draymond Green, and Steph, or you want to go watch Giannis and Steph?
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you want to win a championship or not?
I think he's a better basketball player currently than both those
but
other
you'd
guys.
You'd sacrifice all of your depth to go get him. Everything would be gone.
You could find other role players. This team before Jimmy got here was 25 and 26. The role players got you to 11th in the West. This team is not made or broken by role players. It's made or broken by Steph Curry and whoever his co-star is going to be. And if you bring in Giannis Antetokounmpo, you now have one of the biggest ticket items in sports, Giannis and Steph, that is the fountain of youth for the last couple of years for Steph Curry. Games, who are you double teaming?
Games played for Giannis in the regular season. The last, let's just go 5-6. Let's go 67.
Who's even,
73,
63, 67. That you're dying to 61. Not get rid of. I'm the more I think about it, I think you're insane.
Why? Yeah, pods. That's another one. Young players, Kuminga, Moody. Come on.
As I saw a movie thing yesterday, it said, what's your favorite line regarding a sports movie? In the words of, and this is metaphorically, and please don't, pods, if he must die, he must die. I mean, geez Louise, like, I'm sorry.
My God.
You got to get Giannis.
You're going to Ivan Drago on his ass?
I mean, you got to go get Giannis. I mean, come on. It's Giannis.
It sounds like you don't even care if they win a title. You just want to be entertained.
I know they can win a title Giannis.
No, they can't. There could be a first-round exit more likely than winning a championship.
They were a second-round exit that could have lost in Game 7 of the first round this year.
Why were they a second-round exit? Why?
Because they're too old.
No, just tell me what happened.
He's too old.
What happened?
Well, Steph got hurt. Because there's too much on his plate.
Correct. So you get rid of all the depth, and all of a sudden there's going to be less on his plate because Giannis is there? And I just told you, he doesn't even play the full season. He doesn't play full seasons. He gets hurt all the time.
I think you're tripping. People, like, who do you side with here? Like, to me, it's, hey, look, I'm not saying you got to trade every pick, every single player, because obviously you have to make the salaries match. But, like, whatever it costs, I'm probably okay with. There's not a draft pick, and there's really not a player that I would have to hesitate to go get. It's Giannis. In the NBA, you always take the better player. I don't care what the deal is or what the package is. You almost always take the better player. I don't worry about the depth. These role players, there's a lot of interchangeable parts. I'll figure it out.
I think we're realizing, though, like, the depth of all these squads that are remaining, that's the main reason why they're here. The Denver Nuggets couldn't advance because they didn't have the depth. They didn't have the youth. They didn't have the legs. Aaron Gordon was trying to play through a grade 2 hamstring strain because no one else could take his spot. No one else could step up in that situation. You're seeing that. Indiana, like, it's Tyrese Halliburton, but it's also Miles Turner. It's Pascal Siakam. It's all these other guys.
You're acting depth like they matters. Would make other moves after getting Giannis. Like, well, of
course they're
going
to be very
would.
Hamstrung and limited to the moves that they can make because they're going to be paying.
They're currently super hamstrung.
Exactly. So you're going to go through the fringes here. You're going to try to flip and sign and trade Jonathan Kuminga to get someone else back. And that's where you got to go. You got to plant your flag somewhere. I'm tired of the Warriors just shifting. Stay with what you got. You got to the Western Conference semis after being a laughingstock for the first few months of the season. Like, I understand. It's you know, a couple weeks ago, or we were all so damn excited about this team winning a title, and then the Steph injury happened, and it all went out the window, and it sucks. And we're all, you know, we're reeling as fans, and we want to shift. So, okay, that didn't work. No, the season was a success still. The season was
but
a success.
That doesn't mean you don't try to improve. And to me, improving would be like, look, Jimmy is a very, very, very good player.
You don't think this could be a better team next year, though? They only had a couple months together. You don't think they could be a better version?
I think Giannis and
think they maxed
Steph
out?
Is one of the best nucleuses in the game. And I could figure out, and I trust Dunleavy to figure out how to build around those two players and find complementary pieces. I do. I absolutely do. And I actually think the spacing will be better with someone like Giannis because of his paint presence and his ability to catch the ball at that elbow and to be able to pass out of there, and the rebounding aspect, the defensive aspect, being a rim blocker that they've been desperately needing. Like, I really love the fit. Love the fit.
Yeah, I'm out. I just don't think
And I understand vaults, what it was sacrificing.
Yeah, no, I just don't think it vaults you into automatic champion. It's fun. It's sexy. It's great. As we've learned, tandems they don't mean as much as they used to. Like,
it's a hell of a start.
Great.
Julius Randle and Anthony Edwards was a hell of a tandem in the last particular
round. It could also blow up in your face. And again, you use the example, LeBron and Luka. They're great individually together. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to work with Steph and Giannis immediately.
But if you're a Laker fan, just hear me out, though. If you're a Laker fan, you're sitting there, you're probably sitting into this offseason saying,
yeah,
got a pretty good nucleus to start with.
Sure, because you got Luka Doncic at the end of the day.
That's how I'm thinking.
He's also 26.
Okay.
Giannis is 30, going on 31. Injury concerns with that.
Well, there's always going to be injury concerns. All these guys who are out there, whether it's a Zion, a Giannis, like, pick who.
Zion's different, though. He's 23, 24. So, again,
Giannis is infinitely better than Zion.
He is at this stage of his career.
And more reliable.
Absolutely. But at this stage, like, again, there's no two timeline. There's the right now, all in on Stephen Curry. And I think they've already put the expiration date on this whole thing. In a couple of years, it's all over. All these guys' contracts are going to be up. Steph, Jimmy, Draymond, it's all done. So I think this is what we're going to be watching the next couple of years.
If they could land, if they landed Giannis Antetokounmpo, this owner would have brought you Kevin Durant, Jimmy Butler, and Giannis. One of the greatest owners in sports ever. Like, think about that.
Well, are we going to give Dunleavy credit?
Well, no, there's no, but I'm just talking about the ownership and how incredible okay. that is. And then sure. you retained a core three for over a decade. Like, I'm not putting anything past him. And I'm just thinking about how this, they swing massive and big. I don't think that they are like, oh, like, nothing's off the table. No, everything's on the table. And Giannis is on that table.
Let's talk about it. 888-957-9570. Is Giannis trade worth it for the Warriors, considering what they would have to give up, which is your entire depth, it would seem, matching the salaries with standing, because you're going to have to get rid of Jimmy Butler, maybe Draymond Green, and then a bunch of the young pieces, you would assume, and a lot of first-round picks. Is that enough for you to say, yeah, we do that, then we get Giannis, we can win a title? I'm very skeptical on it. Joe Shasky's all in. What say you? Jason in Concord wants to join the conversation. Jason, good morning. Are you all in on a Giannis trade, whatever it takes outside of Stephen Curry?
No. Good morning, guys, and thank you for taking my call. Giannis is great, guys, but you know what? This team needs a lot. You can't just have Giannis and Steph Curry and whatever else around him. This team needs quality players. You need shooters. You need an inside man. There's a lot of need in this team, and this T-Wolves series told us a lot. Steph Curry went down, and we got nothing. We don't look like we even belong there. Last night, I was watching the T-Wolves game in the OKC. Gobert would catch the ball on the top of the free throw line, and he will drive like nobody there, and there goes Holmgren right in front of him. This guy is caught up, not know what to do, kick out to the passer, stolen, turnover, kick it out of bounds, turnover. These things, when you have a size in the inside, matter. We don't have that. Okay, every time we play anybody.
I'll let you finish. This is an NBA champion. This is a finals MVP. This is a two-time MVP. This is a defensive player of the year type of a player. Okay, he has been four times all defensive first team. He is one of the greatest players of all time. Now, I'm not saying he's top 10 of all time, but we're acting like Giannis isn't one of the greatest players ever, literally, and he's in his prime. Now, we could argue about how great is he, and you know, just last year he averaged 30 and 12. I'm looking at it, 30.4 and 12 rebounds a game. 30 and 12 in the history of the game. How many players have done that?
It's pretty good.
What would he do with the gravity of Steph Curry? What would Steph Curry
pretty
do?
Pretty wild. He did that. Wasn't even in the MVP conversation.
Joe, I'm just looking. The last couple of years, these are in a row. Going backwards, 30.4. This is his points total. 30.4.
Thanks, Jason.
31.1, 29.9, 28.1, 29.5. He's one of the greatest players of this generation.
No one's disputing that. You can still have one of the greatest players ever and pair him up with Steph Curry, just like we saw. I'm not comparing these two players. One is infinitely better as a top 10 player of all time. Giannis was just paired with a top 75 player of all time and Damian Lillard. One injury, done. Cooked. It was over.
We can do the injury fear-mongering till we're blue in the face with every team in the league.
I'm saying it's baked into the equation now with age, and that is why depth is important.
So getting 6 years younger, because whether it's Dre, Jimmy, whatever the combination is, both those guys are 35, 36. Giannis is 30. So getting 5 years younger isn't better for your team?
No, it is. It's great. Not to sacrifice my depth, though.
What depth?
Who? If Milwaukee is doing this deal, they're taking Pods, a Milwaukee native.
Okay.
They're taking
so
JK.
A backup point guard.
Taking JK.
So a guy who got DMP'd throughout an entire series. Keep going.
As you were saying, was their best offensive player
was,
for the last four
both
games.
Are true. Yes.
Okay. Draymond, Jimmy probably.
Draymond got bodied by Julius Randle and was unplayable for large stretches.
Okay, that's fine. So you don't believe in much of this team then as currently constructed. Is that what you're telling me? You don't believe in this team as currently constructed.
No. I think that highly of Giannis.
Doesn't he fill that big man void, too, that guy was talking about? I don't really understand that.
And then if you put him alongside Quentin Post and Buddy Hield, how many shooters in the league are dying to play with the tandem of Steph and Giannis? The gravity. I mean, Joe, we are talking about we would rename the team the Golden State Astronauts. There'd be so much gravity.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. In the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. It's Padone and Chassie. We've got Dave Fleming joining us at 8:30. Voice of the San Francisco Giants and our Giants insert. Hell, we can ask Dave about Giannis watch if you want to. Guys tapped in on everything. Giannis was at a Google conference yesterday. He's the talk of the summer. Let's just talk about it. Everyone wants to bring it up and say it's a pie in the sky stuff. Well, let's bring it to the airways.
People Giannis. Are all over the place. I'm getting texts that I'm crazy. I'm getting texts that you're crazy. It's Giannis.
I understand it would be so damn fun, but fun doesn't equal titles. Fun does not equal championships.
Well, this currently doesn't equal a title as of right now.
Because Steph got hurt. Because Steph got hurt. And again, another guy you're bringing in, injury history.
We talk about getting younger and more athletic. There might not be another player who's impossible to guard in terms of younger and athletic in the league than Giannis.
That's absolutely a fact. He is
right? Like,
he's incredible.
Would he be able to play against Houston? Think so.
Yeah, he'd be able to play against anyone.
Be able to guard Julius Randle?
It's a generational talent.
Think so.
He's a generational talent. But it's not two players. Two players don't win you everything. That's just not how if that was the case, Anthony Davis and LeBron James, who again, couldn't stay healthy.
How many guys did you trust come Minnesota Timberwolves playoff series for the Warriors on the team?
Oh, we did the Spadoni Circle of Trust.
Okay.
How many were there?
So let's talk about the depth that we're afraid to surrender. Moses Moody, I love the guy. I root for him. He was unplayable.
He was.
Okay. Pajemski, love the guy. I love him as a backup point guard, but like, he wasn't great. JK literally was unplayed by the coach for weeks on end.
Yeah.
All right. Buddy Hield. We know what the Buddy Hield experience is. And yeah. I would assume Buddy would stay in one of these kinds of deals.
Probably.
All right. Who else? Draymond Green. Look yourself in the mirror and you tell me if Draymond Green had a nice playoffs or not. No. He had a couple of moments.
He'll tell you it wasn't good enough.
I agree. All right. Jimmy. I love Jimmy. Jimmy's a good warrior. But if I have to give up Jimmy to get Giannis, I'm sorry. Like, I got to give to get. Who else on that team? Kevon Looney. Oh, he's going to be a free agent. GP2. Well, he's going to be a free agent. All right. Quentin Post. He didn't look that playable. What depth are we really talking about?
We're talking about the team as a cohesive unit playing together and becoming one. That we got a couple months of that. Can I get another year of that? Can I get another year of them developing together to actually see what this team could be at their greatest? I don't think we've seen this team at its peak yet. It seems to me that you feel like this is their peak.
No,
the second round team.
There's only a handful of guys to me that would be an upgrade over Jimmy, and this is one of them.
I'm not trying to do another reset and see like this experiment of another season, and then maybe they get to the second round again, and then they lose, and it's just like, okay, the experiment, okay, that didn't work. And now Steph all of a sudden is 38 going on 39. It's just like, oh, God.
Yeah, but in this scenario, instead of having 35, 36, 37-year-old Jimmy Butler, I've got 30-year-old Giannis.
That's great.
Going on
31 when my conference is only getting younger and more dynamic, when Anthony Edwards is there, he's going to be there for the next decade plus. Now we got this young phenom, Cooper Flagg. Didn't even mention Victor Wembanyama, who the San Antonio Spurs have all the assets in the world. That's the place I think that Giannis is probably going to end up going, by the way, is San Antonio, him with Wemby. Are you kidding me? So, yeah, I hear you. It would be fun. I would, content-wise, at 95.7 The Game, I am not against it at all. If you want to win a title, I'm very skeptical. By the way, was there anyone there that was at the Google conference? Can we 888-957-9570.
Like, this
whole, Giannis made his appearance.
Every move
there.
I make has to be, can I win the title or not with this move? Like, you're just trying to improve your roster.
I want to win a title now. That's what it's come.
Well, like, That is a part of the process of every move that I make, right? Is how do I assemble this team to make a championship squad, right? He's an upgrade over every single player on the team, not named Steph.
Okay.
So I would, yes, I'm going to move heaven and earth to be able to get that individual.
888-957-9570.
And if it keeps Steph happy, boom.
So you lose Draymond, potentially. You lose Jimmy. You bring him over here alongside Steph. Okay. Fill out the rest of the roster. What's going on? So you said Buddy is going to stay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is Buddy starting now?
Well, he started a lot this year.
I know. Okay. There you go.
Uh-huh.
Now what?
We'll figure it out. I mean, am I able to have my mid-level exception? That's one particular thing. Like, Miles Turner's still out there as a free agent. If I can be able to
paid. We'll see.
To get paid.
We'll see. But again, a lot of these guys that are ring chasing will want to play alongside someone like Giannis and Steph.
I don't think that's the case anymore. I don't think ring chasing, you can't guarantee rings anymore in this league. As we just said, seven straight teams now that are going to be different since the Golden State Warriors went back to back. Parity is at an all-time high. There's no such thing as just ring chasing anymore. That doesn't happen. There's no super teams anymore. It's over.
I'm blown away.
It's not the recipe anymore. It's not the recipe. The original recipe of spicy. It's not there anymore in the league.
We're acting like we're trading seven players for one. It's probably going to be some variation of a lot of picks, a couple players, and boom. You can still round out your team. And some of their best picks have been second round picks.
I look at the depth of the Western Conference and I'm not seeing it. And I don't want to rely on two players that I feel like, and Steph, I don't want to label him as this, but going forward, there's going to be injury concerns. And there's already so many damn injury concerns with Giannis. I'd be skeptical. I'd be very skeptical.
I'm going to look at his game logs. I think he plays more than we think.
I just told you, 67, 73, 63, 67, 61, 63.
He plays more than Draymond. What?
That's not something you want to be proud of. Congratulations. You play more than Draymond Green, who gets indefinitely suspended. Come on. You can't.
I just
read that all to you. That doesn't give you concern about his status?
No, not at all.
So we're going to put it all. So Giannis is going to bake into the equation. He's going to miss maybe 15 to 20 games a season. Steph, here you go. Rely on a 38-year-old.
I don't understand. What are we pearl clutching here? Draymond?
No, I'm pearl clutching the fact that Stephen Curry at this age, I need more help for him overall, just one other player that's going to get hurt.
Well, was the team around him this year enough?
Enough to get you to the second round?
Okay. Well, I think Giannis gets you at minimum to the second round. Steph and Giannis gets you to the second round.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I'm not sure about that. As I just mentioned, just because you have a great tandem does not make you automatic. You're going to get out of the first round, especially in the West. We just saw Kawhi Leonard and James Harden for the Los Angeles Clippers have an insane season together. And they were first round exits. No. Because Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray and Aaron Gordon and Christian Brown. It takes more than two.
The Warriors just got Giannis. Every Nugget fan's like, damn it. If I told Laker fans the Warriors just got Giannis, they'd be like, damn it.
I don't think so. Not anymore. I don't think the Minnesota Timberwolves are saying, damn it. I don't think they are.
I think the entire league is
saying, Julius Randle was the best player in that series. And then you had Anthony Edwards, who's a young phenom. I don't think they're saying that.
I don't think teams fear Draymond the way we in the Bay Area think they do.
I don't think people, no, I absolutely agree with that. I don't think there is a fear factor anymore with Draymond Green. I don't think there's a fear factor there. Maybe after this playoff run with Jimmy Butler. I think playoff Jimmy took a definite hit. There is a fear factor with Giannis, but also kind of not really, because the East stinks and he couldn't get out of the first round the last 3 years. The East stinks.
I think that's more a
stinks.
To me, it's more of a byproduct of they lost Middleton. Oh. It's the truth.
He got whatever he wanted. He wanted everything.
Plain.
He got rid of
500-year-old Brook Lopez, and literally Bobby Portis was one of their most reliable players.
They got rid of Drew Holiday because he didn't want him anymore.
Steph would be the best teammate he's ever played with. Hands down. Hands down.
At this age?
Yeah.
At this age.
I think he'd be an absolute load. Yes.
I'm not sure. I'm very, again.
Who's with Spadoni and is like, nope, don't want any part of Giannis, and who's with me, all in, doesn't matter what it costs.
In the Eastern Conference, since winning that title back in 2020, 2021 against the Phoenix Suns in the COVID, kind of half COVID year where you kind of had full arenas, kind of not, they were a second round exit in the conference semifinals against the Celtics back in 2021, 2022. And then since then, they've failed to get out of the first round, losing to Jimmy Butler Heat back in 2023, 2024, lost to the Pacers. And then again, this year in the first round, losing the Pacers again. That's Giannis Antetokounmpo.
I don't care what he did there.
You don't care?
Not at all. At all.
You don't care that he was the best player on a team that you think he's a Hall of Famer?
Steph Curry was the best player on this team, and they lost in a row, in a play-in. They lost in the second round. Obviously, before last year, they didn't even make it in. That doesn't matter to me. I don't care what his results were with the Milwaukee Bucks. What I care with is, what is it going to look like with him and Steph Curry? And I know they work together.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine.
It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.